The 50 acres of Jones Point that sits along the forested banks of the Chilkat River went up for sale when the Village Native Corporation, Klukwan Inc., filed for bankruptcy in 2012. The offices were locked and the property left to weather. The property was put up for sale as part of the bankruptcy settlement. It's a registered contaminated site with a few old boats, cars, and piles of diesel-soaked soil sitting under tarps. But where most buyers would balk at purchasing such a property, Tokchinuk Watershed Council saw promise.
We just looked at it as an amazing opportunity for us, for the community.
That's Tokchinuk Executive Director Meredith Pokart. She explains the layout of the property.
So it starts kind of at the corner there and kind of cuts a little bit diagonal over to Sawmill Creek. And then it borders by Sawmill Creek all the way to the Chilkat. And then kind of fingers out a little bit along what like that river road trail. And then a little bit diagonal also along this ridge up here.
The council worked with the Conservation Fund, a nonprofit with the mission of environmental preservation and economic development. Part of the organization's work includes acquiring lands for conservation. The fund paid to purchase the property, and now Tokchinuk owns it outright. Besides Sawmill Creek and the banks of the Chilkat River, there are also several buildings on the property, like the big garage that Tokchinuk is in the process of tearing down. That's in order to comply with liability and insurance concerns. Then there's the piles of dirt covered in tarps and held down with tires. That's a project the Watershed Council has also inherited. The contaminated soil is from another Klukwan Inc. property called the Tank Farm and is still being remediated.
Yep, that's ours now. That's our dirt. So we'll take on the remediation tasks for that. We've never dealt with contaminated soil specifically before, but it's obviously something that is in our mission, kind of within our scope of work and skills to be able to handle and be able to deal with. So
the rusting boats, cars, and other items also need to be removed, including boxes and boxes of files, office supplies, and furniture within the building that once held the offices of Klukwan Inc. The corporation will move some of the files out in the next few months, although Tokchinuk is relocating to the building from its downtown Haines offices this month. The council will also rent some of the office space to generate income. The building will give the council more program space, Pokart says.
Yeah, be able to have a space that we can use for our education programs, for school programs, for community programs. Kind of be able to have a home of our own.
While Tokchinuk plans some rehabilitation projects for the property, it is also open to the public. Pokart says she's heard from many people about how they've enjoyed the area over the years.
And more it always comes out of the woodwork. Like, oh man, that's my favorite dog walking spot or my favorite running spot or duck hunting spot or whatever. And so it's obviously there's some community value to this property.
Pokart says except for during subsistence hooligan season, motorized vehicles will not be allowed on the property any longer. As for Klukwan Inc., President Rosemary Hotch said she was excited for the sale because it allows the corporation to retire its $1 million settlement about 3 years ahead of schedule. It also recently sold another property across from the old Chilkat Cruises dock. The dock itself is still up for sale, but under ownership of the corporation, General Income Trust. Neither Hotch nor Pokart would say how much the Jones Point property sold for. Its assessed value in 2014 by the borough is just over $730,000. Tokchinuk is planning an open house at its new offices later this summer. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.